From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Ahead, a poll takes the pulse of Dallas before Saturday's municipal elections, and some of the results are surprising. We'll begin, though, with some early voting numbers. Mixed results for Dallas and Tarrant counties. Tony Pippins Poole oversees Dallas County elections. She said Dallas County voters appear to be staying home.
Early voting numbers are significantly down. We only had a little over 30,000 voters who voted in the countywide races.
That's nearly half of what it was 5 years ago.
We had been voting around 10 to 11%. However, with this year's early voting numbers, looks like we're going to be more down in the range of about 6%.
Poole blames voter apathy for the low numbers. She also says campaigns aren't getting the word out there. However, Tarrant County is seeing a boost in early voter turnout from 3% last year to 5% this time. Elections coordinator Frank Phillips says turnout increased in cities with propositions on the ballot. He also says early voting numbers are a good indicator of how Election Day will go.
Generally, you can probably expect about anywhere from 50 to 60% will vote early, and the remainder will vote Election Day.
Election Day is on Saturday. Find your polling place at keranews.org. One of the marquee races on Saturday's ballot is for mayor of Dallas. Mike Rawlings wants another term. His chief challenger is lawyer Marcos Ronquillo. The Dallas Morning News commissioned a poll on the mood of the city leading up to the election, and there were strong opinions on certain issues, but also a large group of disengaged voters. B.J. Austin caught up with the pollster.
The survey by New York-based Blum and Welprin Associates showed Rawlings with a 52% approval rating. While that's barely more than half the people surveyed, pollster Mickey Blum says it's a good sign for the incumbent.
Even better, really, is the very low number that disapprove. The fact that only 12% disapprove means that there just probably isn't a lot of motivation for people to get out there to vote against him.
Blum points out a quirk in the poll results. On the most talked about topic this election season, the proposed Trinity Toll Road, a clear majority opposed the idea, 65%.
Indeed, it's interesting that more oppose it than favor it, given, first of all, that the city has voted for it twice, and then also that they do approve of the mayor, who's clearly a supporter of the toll road. But perhaps that means that's not the only issue that counts.
Challenger Ronquillo has argued that the election will turn on the toll road issue. He calls it a symbol of out-of-step thinking at City Hall. The poll did not directly compare the candidates in the mayor's race. It did spotlight other top issues in voters' minds: potholes, public safety, and parks. One other thing stuck out to pollster Mickey Blum. When asked about the performance of the mayor, city council, and city manager, 40% had no opinion. She says that's a high number of what she calls disengaged citizens.
There are a number of cities and states where the, you know, where there's a fairly high number that, you know, just it's not that they have no opinion, it's just that perhaps they have a more mixed opinion.
And that could be why turnout for municipal races rarely climbs above 10%. For KERA News, I'm B.J. Austin.
Services for Jim Wright will be held on Monday afternoon at 2 at the First United Methodist Church in Fort Worth. The former U.S. House Speaker died yesterday in Fort Worth. He was 92. Wright was perhaps best known for the deal he brokered between DFW Airport and Southwest Airlines, known as the Wright Amendment. He brokered other deals for his hometown of Fort Worth, including defense contracts for Lockheed Martin and Bell Helicopter, and federal money to revitalize downtown and the stockyards. Wright began his political career as a Texas House representative when he was just 24. After one term, he served as the mayor of Weatherford before he went on to a career in Congress. He became the 48th Speaker of the House in 1987. His tenure was short, though, only 2 years, before he resigned amid a scandal over income limits and sales of a book he had written. He returned to Fort Worth, where he continued to write about politics and current affairs and taught a class at Texas Christian University. Following services in Fort Worth, Jim Wright will be buried in Weatherford.
Thank you.
The big movie series at the Magnolia Theater in Dallas has a diverse selection, from German director Fritz Lang's first sound film to Barbara Streisand's Funny Girl. Our big screen team talks to the series programmer about how he selects the movies.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today we're joined by Sean Mahan, who's the general manager of the Landmark Magnolia Theater and the programmer of the big movie series at the Magnolia Theater.
Good day.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Sean, one of the things I've always been impressed with in this series is its eclecticism. I've called this the best repertory film series in Dallas. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about how you go about selecting the films for the big movie series.
Well, there's several different ways. We keep track of what has been redone in high definition video and digital, and that's one way. Also, we do have an audience pick where we allow the people who come see the movies throughout the series to pick the next one.
You mentioned Rebecca, which is the next movie up in the series this coming Tuesday. It's, of course, Alfred Hitchcock's story of a widower played by Laurence Olivier, who falls for Joan Fontaine. Here, they're taking in the ocean view in Monte Carlo when the conversation turns to his home in Cornwall.
We're lucky not to be home during the bad weather, aren't we? I can't ever remember enjoying swimming in England till June, can you? The water's so warm here that I could stay in all day. There's a dangerous undertow, and there's a man drowned here last year. I never have any fear of drowning, have you?
And, of course, he promptly turns on his heel to head to the car as all this drowning talk starts to hit a little close to home. Now, Sean, in addition to Rebecca, you're showing Psycho on June 9th, and it strikes me that Hitchcock movies always end up in series like this one. Why
yes.
is that?
Well, one thing is audiences just respond to it. One of the first ones we had was North by Northwest, and that's one of the biggest crowds we've had for it. So I think he had it. Audience responded to him.
It's a great selection of thrillers. You've got Don't Look Now, which just played, one of my favorite films, The Bad Seed. You've got M coming up on May 26th. I will actually be introducing M on May 26th. And Psycho, it's a very, again, eclectic is the word that keeps coming to mind.
Basically, what we're trying to do with this is movies that you have not seen on the big screen of every kind of type, we want to give you the opportunity. And because there's so much out there now, we have just tons of which to pull from.
These are, of course, movies that theoretically anyone could just dial up at home. You mentioned the opportunity to see them on the big screen. We talk about that every once in a while, but why is that important?
Well, what I've discovered from this and what was the thinking behind it was that movies are completely different when you see them on the big screen. One for me was All About Eve, which I'd probably seen 20 times. I saw it on our big screen, and it was just incredible. It was so much more of an experience than it had ever been before. It was completely different seeing it like audiences used to see it.
Sean Mahan, thanks so much for being here.
Good to be here.
Thank you, Sean.
That was our big screen team, Stephen Becker and Chris Wagner. The big movie series screens Tuesdays at the Magnolia Theater. Thirty percent chance of rain through tonight, 40% chance of it tomorrow. Look for temperatures to climb to around 80 at 69 degrees now in Dallas, 68 in Fort Worth. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.